For FE Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66th Berlinale. Today we're talking about Junction 48, screening in the Panorama section. I'm in company of Udi Aloni, director, and the two protagonists, Tamer Nafar and Samar Kupti. So what's the status of hip-hop in Palestine? Is it mainstream or sort of underground?
Well, it is it's very in the mainstream, but the whole Palestinian society is underground, so it's a bit mainstream in the society. It's hard to explain it. It is very mainstream. We have videos that reach 1 million plus, and we have many shows with many, but at the same time, yes, you have the ability, you have the exception of the people, but at the same time, this whole Palestinians living in Israel is underground. So we are not in the radio. We hardly have our own radio. We have only one governmental one. So we are not being played in the radio. We are not being in big festivals because most of the big festivals are only for Jews. So it's mainstream in the underground, in a way.
Are you guys famous in Palestine?
I'm from a band called Dam with Soel Nafar and Mahmoud Jreri and Mai Sada and Abed Adle, DJ Bruno, Jamil Nafar. And we are actually the most famous hip-hop band in the Arab world and also in the West. So,
Bank?
No.
And you had already worked with Udi, right?
And you wrote this film, you co-wrote this film.
Me, him, and Oren. Yeah.
We just started it, but then he moved and he wrote it with Oren Moverman. I'm not sure
it's a good idea. Oren is a good idea, Oren.
Moverman is a great idea.
That was.
After we built the structure, Tamer and Oren Moverman put the script together, that it was an amazing, what you called in Yiddish, shidduch, what they understand, it's been matching. Oren Moverman is really, for me, one of the most talented writer. I introduced him to Tamer, he fell in love in a second. Tamer trusted me that this guy knows his shit, and together they just rock. It was bringing the story, bringing the language. Tamer brought the language of the places. Oren really helped to build the structure. I was there all the time saying, what do I need for the film? So it was a great energy that create this okay film, amazing film.
Yeah, talking about energy, that's what we were discussing before starting the interview, the energy that comes to you, that comes to your audience. I don't know if it was one of your purposes, you know, besides the message of the film, but that's what we breathe.
For me, it was one of the biggest messages. I spoke about it before. It's hard. We're doing so many interviews now, so it's hard to be authentic again. But for the first time I met Tamer, it was his huge charisma on stage. The guy is charismatic when he speak, when he this. And my film before was very mellow, very intellectual and all that. And they were missing this place that you go, that are smart, but they go on the face. And Tamer, you know, we are friends. We worked, I think, for 14 years. He was in 3 of my films. I was in some of his projects. So we know each other stuff. But this place of this energy to make a film that will not compromise anything with what we believe, but can break walls, the glass wall of the West and the West Bank and everything, it's definitely so. I would say it on top, I put it very clear, when Tamer told me he was so impressed that he get up with such a great script, so he didn't want to destroy it, he told me, Udi, if you want another actor, take another actor, just... I tell you, like, no way. Like, you're the bomb. Like, you're the charisma there. And I just said I bring, because he's very stubborn. I asked my friend Samar to join me to make him an actor. And then she joined, and together it's great, really, this amazing team. But the energy is the essence almost of this film.
Did you guys ever thought about leaving Palestine, I know, and going to live somewhere else?
I think each one of us in some level, that like when we are younger maybe, we see the reality much more, it's much more simple, but it's also much more complicated. And when we get older and we understand the reality more, we understand that we have a part to do in this reality, and we have a part, we can do something to change something, and it doesn't have to be something huge. It starts from ourselves, that we change the attitude. It's an attitude of the new generation that they are struggling and they never lose hope, or more specific, they just like gain power. They soak everything that's around them, all the energies, all the racism, all the everything that's all the complication life they're having in as the 48ers, and they're trying to reduce something more interesting with those energies, something with art, something with that they struggle, but they're with their own way. And yeah.
Do you all think that making films and making music, in Tamer's case, can help change reality?
We are over 20, all of us. No, seriously, what we do, the art, what we did do is really is showing possibility for new possibilities. And I think it's a lot. And we do two things. First, there is the story that we are telling, and then who told the story. And it's two different acts. The story we are telling is really the story of Palestinian citizen of Israel. And he said the metaphor is more, I think, like the big bomb. Like Israel coming, broke, and the group to five pieces. That in a very... If Tamer do something extremely important with his hip-hop, more like a real speech act, and I give him much more credit that he understand it. He keep those impossible pieces still together. He can represent Gaza much more than he think. Because when he put Palestinian hip-hop, and suddenly people in Gaza answer him with hip-hop, and in the East Jerusalem, that it's also another thing. They have half Israeli citizenship. Like, there are some weird things that you can't believe that Europe even collaborate with Israel the way they take it apart. And then you can go into the exile in New York, and he come and he sings. So even though a totally different part, it's the same part. And people ask me if I'm so universalist and believe no nation, ta-ta-ta. Imagine why I'm fighting so much with the Palestinian nationality. And I'm Israeli. I said, the only way I can become Israeli, really, it's only if Palestine can become Palestine. Before Palestinians have the right to be one, and look at my eyes and said, we are brother now because we are equal. Until there's no Palestine, there's no Israel. You cannot have this name. And it's so difficult. And so this film tells the story of one part now, the Palestinian citizen of Israel. But it's also the part of all Palestinians. But it's also tell the part of all young Arabs now that have to confront Islamophobia, not understanding when the Arab Spring fall apart and they're back in the winter. So this is the story, one story. The other story is really who made this film. And this film made by a true community of Palestinians and Jews. So when everyone said there is hate and separation, and by that we also tell Europe, stop, see it as two separate places. Israel, Palestine. You cannot do it. There are 1.5 million Palestinians within Israel. And you don't have the right to tell them that they're not part of the Palestinian people. And, you know, we never thought about it, but Junction 48, in a way we called it Junction because the train station in Lid used to call Junction in the British mandate. But suddenly Junction 48 make more and more sense to me. It's this moment that create those different communities that knows that they are one. It's a junction. This is, they both, and they can speak more, it's third generation of people who are living exile in their own country. And every fifth words will be Hebrew in their language. You know, Hebrew and Arabic equally the same. They can correct many of Israeli in Hebrew. They are the one who totally fall apart, and they are the only one who can put together the whole mess. And this is a unique position, and this is the Junction 48 here.
Another issue that another thing that I really loved is how women are portrayed in this film. Your character, but also the mother, that they're really an example for young people to, and for us women to really do something, for us to stand for ourselves. And I wanted you to comment on that.
Okay. Well, Manar in the movie is she's just like you described. She's a fighter. She's the fighter because she's living her daily oppression of double lever oppression, the oppression she takes as a woman from her, as a Palestinian woman living in Lod or Jaffa or Nazareth, it doesn't matter. And the second one is the oppression she gets from her own society as a woman who's struggling to be an artist, and not something that's it's a very conservative society. She's trying to do something very unique in it. And Manar is not so different from women in my generation. It's not so different from me or my friends or the new generation of Palestinian women who they have dreams and they are really struggling to get these dreams come true by knowing to do the balance between what they really want to do and what they really can do into this under those circumstances. And she's also what I think is very special about her is that she's also very she can be very emotional in a way because she's a lover. She's very connected to the roots of her own Palestinian roots. She's like very respectful to Karim's moms. She has like different layers, and from the other side she's rebelling. She's a revolutionist in a way that she has a dream and she wants to go for this dream, and there's something that's very ironic about Manar, about the reality that Manar is struggling, is that she, in a way, she finds her freedom by not only by her art and her own way of being independent as much as she can, but also by going to Karim's. Like she is actually in the movie, she kind of offers Karim, like she tries to give him a sign to offer her a marriage, because not because she thinks that she has to belong to someone, but because in a way she finds that there is her freedom. That's where she can find the most freedom is over there. And even if she goes with them, and that's where she finds her freedom. If something happened and she had to take her own way, then she will. And I think this is not so different from women in my generation. And that is what the movie, that's the spirit of the movie. Yeah.
I'd like to share one story. Yeah. This whole, it's when it comes to women's rights, yeah, when we write it and we show it for our society as a women's right, especially it's Samar's role, Manar. But I think when Western eyes look at it, they shouldn't look at it as women's rights in the Arab world, but women's rights as a universal thing.
In the world, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm Italian,
because,
I don't want to say there's no difference, but more or less there are a lot of things
that
you have
that.
To fight for.
I cannot compare the violence towards women, but when it comes to victimized rape, it happens. The woman is always the victim over here. Not for her weakness, but for our extra manhood, extra stupidity in a way, extra powerful, extra power. And for example, and we said it a few times, that the women is being victimized differently around the world. It can be rape in India, it can be prostitution in East Europe, it can be pornography in the US, it can be...
domestic violence.
Exactly. So it's a universal thing. So somehow, when Arab press asks me about women's rights, yes, I speak passionately about how me as an Arab man is responsible for somewhere. But when Western media comes to me, it's like, so women's rights in your area, is like, what about your area, motherfucker? Without the motherfucker.
Yeah, no, but of course.
Maybe with the
like,
motherfucker,
I
I'm not sure.
As they ask me as a Palestinian.
No,
but
I know.
Yeah, but of course, no, what I meant to say is that, a lot of women are mentioning this part, like the part of Manar in the movie, because not because they identify with it, because you can feel it's just all over
so
the world.
So it's coming from
the same.
Anything.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
I would like to
thank you, Udi Aloni, director of Junction 48, and the protagonists Tamer Nafar and Samar Kopti, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66 Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.